I mean, 7:45. It's time to get away, get away, get away. And it's time to get away with Dre. Dre is here, as always, to talk about travel on a Tuesday, to get you planning for the weekend, get you exploring the outdoors. Get Away with Dre is brought to you by Essence Sri Lanka, offering all-inclusive private tours of Sri Lanka, allowing you to explore abundant biodiversity, rich culture, breathtaking landscapes, and diverse attractions. And today, we're going to be checking out what many people refer to as the Sri Lanka of Southern Australia. It's South Australia. Hi, Dre. How are you?
Oh, yeah, that's totally what they call it, right?
Why are we talking about South Australia for today?
Okay, so on this day in 1870, South Australia made their first flag. So
oh, good
yay
on
for them. Good for them. But then they proceeded to change it a further two times after, but probably because they just don't want to settle on one flag. And then they finally kept it because they were like, we've got to keep this one. It's like the time when we had like four prime ministers at one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like that. But anyway.
Well, the late 1800s, early 1900s, there was no streaming services. So there wasn't much else to do besides design new flags.
Keep making them, keep churning them out. But let's focus on South Australia, not their flags. And a few things you can do while you're down there, and all of these are water-based activities.
The first thing is to dive and watch the giant cuttlefish hook up.
Oh, yes. Now, this is the equivalent of like going to a club, watching your mate hook up with a rando.
Okay, and cool.
Definitely more exciting, except depending on who your mate is hooking up with, but it's definitely prettier. So every winter in the waters of North Whyalla, in the Upper Spencer Gulf Marine Park, thousands of these giant Australian cuttlefish meet up at the Upper Spencer Club to mate.
Oh my God.
And the male cuttlefish will put on this gorgeous colour show, and it changes into all these different colours of the rainbow really quickly, like strobe lights at a rave, and that's how they get the female cuttlefish to get with them. So basically, it's an underwater rave, as if you don't want to snorkel through that.
Snorkel and snog.
Yes.
At the same time. And how,
that's
sort
a good
of,
slogan.
How many are on the dance floor at any given time?
Thousands. That's
you
even
serious?
Better. Yes, that's
thousands
even
of
better.
Cuttlefish.
So you can only
time.
Catch this between May and August every year. So it's set. You're gonna get a rave.
It's happening.
And it's at the Upper Spencer Gulf Marine Park, which is you can get there by boat from all these different ports. So Port Augusta, Whyalla, Port Lowley, and Port Pirie.
Oh, they're all lovely places, those.
Oh, yes, exactly. They're beautiful. And it's quite close to the shore as well. So anyway, the boat ride's not so bad. But the marine park, if watching cuttlefish hook up isn't your thing, which I don't know why it wouldn't be.
What's
wrong with you? The marine park is also a really vital nursery area for a large range of fish and sea life, so a lot of fishing is done there.
Yeah, and a popular fishing spot as well, I understand.
Yes, it is.
Which is like a weird sport because only one person knows they're competing in it. You can also snorkel through an underwater garden.
Yes, so Pickanani Ponds Conservation Park.
Maybe it is a conversation park. Maybe before the cuttlefish start dancing,
yeah,
they need a little bit of small talk there as well.
It's like, before you take them to dinner, yes.
So what do you do with yourself? I'm a cuttlefish.
And it's a wetland of importance. It's like a wetland that
this Pickanani Ponds Conservation Park.
Yes, so it looks gorgeous as well, mind you. So imagine snorkeling through this underwater garden, and then you keep going. It's all green. It's beautiful, and then you come through this black abyss of the chasm, and it's a sinkhole that's over 100 meters deep.
I don't know if I like this. Would you swim into the chasm?
I don't think you're allowed to, but I know you have to have a certain diving a diving certificate
because
to get to
a
certain
no one knows what lurks beneath.
Well, I was about to say how deep it is, but it's 100 metres deep. So the fact that someone went in there is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the water is crystal clear because it naturally gets filtered through this limestone in the water.
Oh, yeah.
So all you see is green around you and then this, like, hole, which is crazy. But you can't go there now, unfortunately, because it's been closed for the past year. Oh, no. I mean, it's 15 degrees all year round, so you need to have a full suit ready. But for the past year, it's closed because of an outbreak of a certain type of algae.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like keeping it open to wait for the vegetation to regenerate.
Okay.
So that's for the past year. You got to keep checking the website if you want to have a look, and you've got to pay to snorkel there and book it in. So hopefully it's open anytime soon. But you can't go there. The conservation park is still open, so you can check out the rest of it. And there's actually a lot of sinkholes in that area. And the reason why is because it's called the Limestone Coast. So a lot of the stone underwater is made from limestone. And the fresh water that runs through there as it comes up, it kind of breaks
it erodes,
through.
Does it?
Yes, exactly. And that's why there's a lot of sinkholes. Ugh. They should call it Sinkhole City. But there's another spot there called the Cathedral, which is nearby.
Well, city of churches.
That's very true. And as you keep diving deeper, you go through these majestic white walls, and that's why it's called the Cathedral. But the conservation park, it's down south near the coast, next to the Victorian border, so very close there, yep. Just south of Mount Gambier and near the suburb of Donovans.
Now, this is a question that I asked you off air, and I wasn't surprised to hear you say yes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone great white shark diving, cage diving?
Yes, and that is where you can go. I've done it 3 times already.
God, you're insane.
It is. They're amazing creatures. And South Australia is one of the few places in the world that you can do it.
I would rather watch cuttlefish hook up.
That's true. Well, you can do both, everyone.
You can do both day, potentially.
So you get up close and personal with these great white sharks. And, I mean, they can't promise because it's ecotourism. It's natural-based tourism, yeah? So you can't, you're not going to pay
for it. You're not guaranteed a shark.
Exactly. So the first time we went, we didn't see one. We saw one the second time. So they give you, like, the second time you get a discount kind
big
of a thing.
Was it?
I actually wouldn't know, but it's massive. So they grow up to 6 meters long. And I'm hoping was a 6 meter. I saw 3 at one point, and then we went and did it again, and we saw a few more. But they weigh more than 2,000 kilos.
Oh, no, we don't shame sharks here.
No, oh, yes, that's
no
true.
No shark shaming on 2SER Breakfast.
You're all beautiful. And razor-sharp teeth up to about 7.5 centimeters long, but up close, it is gorgeous. And they're so majestic.
You and I might have different definitions of what is
so
gorgeous.
Too. I think so. So the great white sharks are protected in South Australia, and they're found around the Neptune Islands Group Marine Park. Who went when I said Neptunes, did you think Pharrell for a second?
I did.
Because I had that in my head.
Go on.
And it's one of the most beautiful spots to see them as well, because the waters are so clear in that area. So they come to the Neptune Islands. They come and they stay for the long-nosed fur seals because they eat them. So that's kind of sad too.
Yeah, I know.
But that's probably why you're in the cage. So that they don't eat you, they go for the
crystal waters, stay for the long-nosed fur seals.
So the Neptune Islands is actually a protected nursing area for the long-nosed fur. I see what we've done there. We've made it a home for their prey, so then they can come and we can see them.
Oh, this is a conspiracy that goes right to the top. Or
yes,
100
does.
Metres down to the bottom, as it were.
Yes, it would. So it's a natural habitat, and it actually houses half the population of the seals in Australia. So that's quite interesting.
They're going to find somewhere else to go.
They'll have to now. But there's only 2 tour operators that do this, that offer the cage diving. So I did Calypso Star Charters, which were great. And there's another one called Rodney Fox Shark Expeditions.
Rodney Fox Shark Expeditions, not
weird
to be confused
Fox,
with
right?
Jeffrey Shark Fox Expeditions.
They look at foxes.
Yes.
So I'll put the links up. But we should play that after this. Port Lincoln is where you have to go to get this. It's a 30-minute flight just east of Adelaide, or if you have a lot of time to kill, it's a 7-hour road trip, which is fun to do because you go along the coast and you go east.
Love a road trip.
But Neptune Islands is located south of Port Lincoln. It's between Port Lincoln and Kangaroo Island. And it's actually, okay, so the first time I did it, I didn't know you were in the boat for like 12 hours. 12 hours on the boat. I thought you just go out there, do it, and then come back.
Yeah.
Seasickness is a thing, and I've never been right after that, first time. So take those seasick pills. I was vomiting the whole way through. But anyway, other than that, both of these great white tours are safe, environmentally sustainable.
Safe
for the shark, not for you.
All right.
Support conservation, and they also lead to the best practice in nature-based tourism, and that's because the South Australia White Shark Tour licensing policy was developed for that. I don't know about you, but Jurassic Park should have thought about doing a policy before they opened.
They should have thought about a lot of things before they hit 100%. Go on that. Dre, thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Get Away with Dre.
Thank you, Danny.